AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The predictions were job growth as high as 1 million. The Labor Department says only 266,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden says recovery isn't going to happen overnight.
But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days. A year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there are encouraging signs.
It's a promising sign of our economy winning out over the pandemic. Last month, the labor market expanded as more people reported they are looking for work.
Some people surveyed said they aren't looking for work because they fear they could get the virus. The Biden administration announced more than $21 billion in emergency rental assistance to help prevent evictions to people who lost their jobs during the pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the virus case numbers keep trending down.
Our seven-day average is about 45,800 cases per day, a decrease of about 13% from our prior seven-day average, and another hopeful sign that we are on the right track.
People in the United Kingdom are getting the go-ahead to travel to most countries starting May 17th. Anyone going to the U.S. would have to self-isolate for 10 days after they return. The mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, is not returning for another term.
I don't know what's next for me personally and for our family.
Bottom says leadership sometimes is about passing the baton. The population in California dropped by more than 182,000 people in 2020, marking the first year-over-year loss ever recorded there. It comes a week after the Census Bureau announced a paltry population growth for California, resulting in the state losing a congressional seat for the first time. Record highs at the close for the Dow and the S&P 500. This is AP News. The four former police officers involved in the death of George Floyd in Minnesota have been indicted.
The three-count federal grand jury indictment accuses the officers of willingly violating Floyd's constitutional rights as he was restrained face down on the pavement, gasping for air. Derek Chauvin also was charged in a second indictment stemming from the arrest and neck restraint of a 14-year-old boy in 2017. He was convicted last month on state charges of murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. He's in Minnesota's only maximum security prison awaiting sentencing. The other three former officers face a state trial in August. They are free on bond. I'm Mike Hempen.
A judge in North Carolina ruled the family of a black man, Andrew Brown Jr., who was shot and killed in his car by sheriff's deputies, will only be shown a fraction of body camera footage recorded at the scene and could wait days longer to see it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.